USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A teacher's strike expected to start in Denver tomorrow morning after the Classroom Teachers Association and Denver Public Schools break off talks last night. The lead negotiator for teachers, Rob Gould, says it wasn't something they did so abruptly.
It was the fact that we've been at this for 15 months, consistently over and over again, and they keep bringing back the same thing that we can't accept.
The sticking point is salary. The Pacific Northwest cities, Seattle and Portland, don't usually get much snow, but they're digging out after quite the storm. Almost 8 inches of snow falling in Seattle, 4 inches in Portland. The Washington governor, Jay Inslee, has declared a state of emergency. Lindsey Vonn takes the bronze in her final race in her skiing career, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Starting earlier than ever, it seems, the Democratic race for the presidential nomination in 2020 is underway. And yesterday in Lawrence, Massachusetts, Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren formally announced her bid for the White House and told the crowd,
I'm not taking a dime of PAC money in this campaign.
And Warren's Democratic Senate colleague from New Jersey, Cory Booker, addressed audiences yesterday in the early caucus state of Iowa.
People working now full-time jobs and not being able to raise their families. But undergirding all of this is a American spirit that we must call to again.
Today, Minnesota Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar is expected to announce her run for the White House, but that comes as former staffers are portraying her as a brutal boss who's mistreated them, according to Politico, which cites demeaning emails, thrown office supplies, and requests to perform personal chores for her. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S.-backed forces in Syria starting an attack against the last ISIS stronghold in Syria. The small area is in the eastern part of that country near the Iraqi border, and a spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces says the area should be captured and in control by the end of the month, though cautioned ISIS will still pose security threats into the future. The attack has begun yesterday after more than 20,000 civilians were evacuated from that area. An Indonesian truck driver is recovering from injuries after he followed Google Maps straight off a cliff into a river. The man was hauling a load of rocks last month, but wasn't sure how he was getting to his destination in Bali, so he checked Google Maps and started off, but didn't realize the route he was looking at was for motorcycles, not trucks. By the time he thought about turning around, the road was already too narrow, as he pressed on until his truck stalled and then plunged into the river. Luckily, people nearby were able to rescue the driver, who escaped with relatively mild injuries. And nobody's buying paintings supposedly done by Adolf Hitler at an auction in Nuremberg. Five of them attributed to Hitler, failing to find buyers at a Saturday auction. They were going for $20,000 and up. A report says potential buyers were scared off by suspicions about the artwork's authenticity. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.